On a Monday, you're with us for the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's a department in the state that oversees licensing and regulation of businesses. It has a critical role in building codes and ensuring the safe and sanitary conditions in public and private buildings. Don Krim, Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services, DSPS, is here. Are you licensed through DSPS? How efficient is it to renew your license? Are you a contractor or in the trades? What do you want to say about building codes? 800-642-1234. Secretary Krim, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, your department processes about 13,000 licenses and renewals each month, and many applications start with pen and paper sent through the mail. Then they are entered into data into the computers. How is this system affecting the speed of license approvals?
Well, as you can imagine, we are in a technology era. And so as you think about the process that you've just described, it is primarily manual. So we have really relied on our labor-intensive workforce to do all steps of the process. I'm excited to share that we've embarked on a technology project, that we're doing some technological upgrades. But with all technology, it takes a minute to really get it up and running and going. And unfortunately, the same people that are doing that manual process are the subject matter experts in the technology project. So right now, they're doing double duty.
So the department says the amount of applications has increased 28% since 2017. What is causing the increase in the number of applications, license applications?
Well, you know, we are in the pandemic, like everyone. And the governor was able to put out some emergency legislation to license people who have had not been in the workforce for the past 5 years in healthcare or from out of state. And so that process has increased our licensing. But for the most part, people are being educated, getting their credentials, and moving into the more than 244 occupations that we license. So people are trying to work in areas that require licensure. And so we're excited to help them get into the workforce.
We're talking with Don Krim this segment, and we're going to try to get a better connection here. Don is Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. The department works with licensing professionals and enforcing commercial building codes, among other things. You can join in. Are you a professional who applied for a license through DSPS? What was your experience? Developers, what are your thoughts on the new mass timber guidelines for commercial building codes? What questions do you have on building codes and sustainability and the impact on climate change? Professional, licensed professionals, what questions do you have for the head of the Department of Safety and Professional Services? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas at WPR.org. Secretary Krim, I think we have a better connection. Can you hear us better now?
I can, yeah.
Great. Well, I want to move on here to just ask you just a bit about when the rollout will happen, when you are able to bring the technology online to do more online license applications.
So we are excited about this online process. I hope you can hear it in my voice. But as I mentioned previously, the people that are doing the manual process are the subject matter experts, so they are informing the technology project. We believe we are going to be able to have our system in place in May, just in time for graduation. As you can imagine, there's going to be some training that will go with that, but our hope and our desire and our desired time frame is May.
And would this be for all types of applications or just specific segments of applications?
So the overall overhaul is about all of the licensing applications, 244. But as you can imagine, you can't put the switch on everything at once. And given the demands of the pandemic and what we're seeing in our healthcare and mental health, we are prioritizing our healthcare licenses first. Earlier this year, I had convened a healthcare task force to talk about some of the challenges that that workforce was facing. And as you can imagine, as we've talked about fatigue and stress and things of that nature, also we talked about problem solving, about how to get licensing done more quickly. And as a result, we've been able to stand up this technology project.
Let's bring on a caller now. Bruce is joining us from Madison to discuss the licensing process. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I'm working with the Wisconsin Psychological Association, and we've been receiving a lot of comments and complaints about how long the process has taken. I'm also a former chair of the Psychology Examining Board. And in the time that I was on the board, we got a lot of good board services and that there was a fairly quick kind of response to licensing requests. And that does not seem to be the case. I don't know how I heard about the new program that you're instituting, and I'm hoping that that really gets established soon, because people are complaining that it is taking over a year to even get what should be quick turnaround applications, that the information being asked for is sometimes repetitive and it gets lost. Some people have sent things in multiple times and there's no record of it showing up. People have been told their payments haven't been received when they have the canceled checks. And just a whole myriad of things. Another complaint that I've noticed, because I attend board meetings, is that the boards don't seem to be getting the kind of services that they used to. And I guess I'd be interested in hearing any comments from the secretary about this.
Bruce, thank you. Secretary Krim.
Bruce, thank you so much for sharing some of the information that you've heard from people. And thank you once again for serving as the board chair. As you can imagine, we are excited to get people working. Our goal, first and foremost, is to bring people in the workforce, especially as you talk about psychological services. We know how important our social workers are. As you can imagine, our staffing is a little different than perhaps when you were there. Our numbers are down in terms of the number of positions that we have allocated. When I arrived, those numbers were less than what they had been in years past. However, we are doing the best we can with those limited resources, and the impact of the pandemic has impacted our agency much like it has impacted workforces around the country. But I can assure you, our essential employees were there handling the manual paper processes during the pandemic all that time, and I too was in supporting them. And so we continue to look at our technology, our operating efficiency, and what we can do to secure additional staff so that we can turn around these applications much more quickly. So Bruce, again, thank you for your assistance and time on the board, and please share with the people that you're hearing from that DSPS is on the case.
Secretary Krim, does DSPS have enough staff, have enough workers to be able to process these licenses in a timely fashion?
The short answer is no, we do not. Unfortunately, when I started January 2019, I saw all of the difficulty that we were facing with our licensing project processing due to being short-staffed. Immediately, I put in a request in my budget to ask for staffing, in which I got less than a third of what I requested. We had an opportunity to request staffing 2 years later in the biennium, again, less than a third of what I requested. And in that request, I got three positions, but only one was permanent. The complexity that it takes to process licenses and train and get people proficient, you're not really able to do that with a limited term employment workforce. And so relying on LTEs is not the way to go. I am hoping for more permanent staffing, and I will continue to make those requests. But staffing is what I need.
Would you characterize what you're facing, a backlog of applications?
Well, what we're doing is, because there's 244, there's a wide range of processing that occurs. Some can happen very quickly, some more complex, especially in our health areas, that requires information from the applicant, third parties, as well as exams. So it's difficult to quantify a time frame. What we say to people is, as soon as you are ready for licensure, please submit your complete application with your payment, and that enables us to get started. And then as you see the additional pieces of information and documentation that's needed, please send those in right away and talk with those in the third party to get those in quickly. And so it really varies dependent upon the process that it takes for the particular application.
Your colleague agency, DWD, Department of Workforce Development, engaged, I believe it was Google Analytics, to figure out how to streamline the process and be able to get applications through in the unemployment area. Do you see any crossover there to be able to use analytics in your department?
Thank you for asking that. We had a chance to talk with DWD right away when we heard about the project, and we too have been engaged in some Google Analytics. With all technology, remember, when you bring it in the door, your implementation is all about how the systems talk to one another. And so we are in the process of evaluating that tool, putting it in place, and making sure that we have the proper connections from our manual process and the Google Analytical process. But yes, our friends at DWD have been very helpful telling us more about that tool.
Secretary of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, DSPS, Don Krim with us. What do you wonder about building codes and sustainability? Developers, what are your thoughts on new mass timber guidelines for commercial building codes? Are you a physician who uses the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program database? Is it easy to use? Is it accessible? 800-642-1234. Back for more Stay Cap in just a moment on the Ideas Network. It's the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're in conversation with the Secretary of the Department of Safety and Professional Services, DSPS is the acronym. Don Krim is here. DSPS licenses the vast majority of our state's healthcare providers, including physicians and nurses, pharmacists, psychologists, as we've been talking about. The department issues tens of thousands of licenses each year. Are you a professional who applied for a license through DSPS? What was your experience? Don Krim also chairs the Governor's Council on Equity and Inclusion. What do you want to know about the state's efforts in DE&I goals? 800-642-1234. Secretary Krim with us for about 9 more minutes. I want to turn to building codes because last month we talked with the City of Milwaukee's Director of Environmental Sustainability, Eric Schamberger, on their program, and Eric had concerns about state building codes and addressing climate change.
Cities don't have control over that. The state sets that code. And so that's an opportunity for the state to really look hard at that code and say, is it enough to meet the challenges of climate change? And my answer is, where it's going now, it's not.
Are building codes being overlooked, Secretary, as we try to find efforts to solve climate change?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, and thank you for sharing that clip from the gentleman in Milwaukee. I am excited to share with you that we are in the process of our commercial building code update. And in doing that work, we have sustainability and energy codes at the forefront. We are talking about how can we bring in more sustainable building features. One, and the gentleman in Milwaukee may be aware of it, is mass timber. The Ascent building, which is now going to be the tallest building in the world, is going up in Milwaukee, and that building is going up using mass timber. And so as we update our building codes, we're going to be putting in mass timber use guidelines. And we believe that's really going to help out, because mass timber is something that is a sustainable build that actually helps reduce greenhouse gases. And so we are looking at that, but we're also looking at adopting the IBC 2021 code, and that too has some spaces in new innovations around energy efficiency. So we are really excited about where we're heading with the commercial building code.
So mass timber is a manufactured wood that can be used for the structure of a building as well as aesthetically for a building. Why is the agency focused on this building material?
Well, I'm glad you asked. As you think about all the forests in the state of Wisconsin, there is quite a bit of supply of mass timber. And so we believe, because it's more economically, environmentally friendly, and because we have an industry right here and research done at the U.S. Forest Products Lab located in Madison, and research done with several professors at UW-Milwaukee on sustainable builds, we believe that's a material that serves Wisconsin well and can contribute to our economy.
I want to look just a little bit closer on making this connection to building codes and the climate. Wisconsin being one of several states that bar local governments from making rules requiring owners of existing buildings to report on or improve their property's energy performance. Do you think that should change?
You know, I do think there is opportunity and space for adjustment as we learn about new energy efficiencies. We really need to make space for it. I think it's easier to do on the front end when you're building, but I think if there are additional incentives for renovations and upgrades that meet better energy standards, that would bode well for us too.
Let's go to Carrie Ann now in Wausau. Hi, Carrie Ann. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my question this morning. My question is particularly for the DSPS. My question is, how does the DSPS work with the state medical board pertaining to, let's say, physicians that are up for a license renewal that have previous and current infractions against them, and the state medical boards put their license through when there's current issues that would really prohibit that from happening? I'm trying to better understand how the DSPS works with the state medical board in that regard when there are quite frankly, you know, dangerous physicians out there currently practicing that should not be.
Carrie Ann, thank you. Secretary Krim.
Carrie Ann, thank you so much for that question. I, too, share your concern ensuring that those who are licensed by DSPS are licensed appropriately and are doing their work safely, especially to protect the public. When you think about the medical examining board, they work hand in hand with our agency. They review physician cases, they set standards, and when complaints come in, our agency with our team of lawyers review those complaints, and we look at what the issues are, and we work closely with the state board to examine the complaint and what the infraction is to determine what the course of action is. So we do work hand in hand, but both of us share the making sure that we want to keep all patients safe, and those physicians that are not operating appropriately, there are repercussions to that inappropriate operation.
I would imagine time, too, is really important here, because if, you know, a physician can continue practicing while while those interactions and meetings and the deliberation is happening, that, too, can be a risk.
Well, there is due process, and we do work closely with the medical board on these issues, but ultimately the decision is the medical board.
Okay. Carrie Ann, thank you for the call. I want to make space for the Equity Council Secretary. You chair the Governor's Council on Equity and Inclusion. Can you give us an update here on what progress the group is making?
Certainly. I'm really pleased to chair the Governor's Equity Council. There are 30 members from around the state of Wisconsin who are doing diversity, equity, and inclusion work. They are the experts in their community. So the governor really wanted to inform state policy and really receive some strategic guidance from these professionals in helping us develop a sustainable framework to promote and advance diversity, equity, and inclusion across Wisconsin state's government. He wants a Wisconsin that works for all. And to do that, you really need to hear voices that are doing this work and then see how you can impact policy. So we have been in existence for 1 year now. We have had 4 quarterly meetings throughout the year where with these 30 individuals, because they are not of state, most are not of state government, we had to do a bit of capacity building, explain state government, how it works, and then where they might be able to impact policy. And so there are 3 subcommittees that are doing this work, and those 3 subcommittees are the Community Engagement Subcommittee, as well as the data and policy, where they're looking at the policies that are in place. And then lastly, that 3rd subcommittee is looking at economic and business development. And they are in the process of putting together work plans to look at the type of work that each subcommittee will be doing to impact those 3 areas. And this Friday is our annual meeting, our first one of the completing the year, in which those 3 subcommittees will present their work plans to the governor, lieutenant governor, and the secretary of the Department of Administration, and then the work will begin. But this year has been about capacity building and putting in an infrastructure to determine what actions these subcommittees will take.
Secretary Krim, thank you for joining us.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Don Krim, Secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.